Welcome to Signal Noise Weekly. I'm your editor. We've got war, wildfire, a rogue AI, and a press dinner nobody wanted to host. Let's get into it.
Big week, to say the least.
Big week, and the markets had opinions about all of it.
Of course they did. Okay, first up, 13 consecutive nights of U.S. strikes on Iran. 13. Strategist, walk me through how outlets framed this.
So the framing split is almost surgical this week. Left-leaning outlets, NYT, Guardian, led with the human cost. Troops wounded, ceasefire rejected, experts skeptical escalation works.
And the right?
The right framed it as resolve. Trump said Iran hasn't received enough pain yet. That quote ran everywhere on the right, almost approvingly.
Hasn't received enough pain yet. That's a striking thing to quote without commentary.
Right, and here's where the numbers get interesting. Brent crude crossed $90 a barrel early in the week.
$90.
90. Then it retreated when Iran signaled it could pursue talks. So the market was pricing de-escalation before any headlines confirmed it. The money moved first.
That's actually a perfect example of what The Guardian framed as a mission pivot. Energy Secretary Wright saying the U.S. will continue to assure flow of traffic through Hormuz.
Which is doing a lot of work as a phrase.
A lot of work. Assure flow of traffic sounds like a highway department. We're talking about the Strait of Hormuz under military pressure.
And shipping is genuinely disrupted. This isn't rhetorical. The Strait disruption is a real economic event, not just a political frame.
Forecaster, how did the markets respond to the ceasefire rejection specifically?
Oil ticked back up after Iran officially rejected the Iraqi-mediated proposal on the 23rd. The market had already priced in some optimism, then had to walk it back fast.
And what's interesting about the ceasefire framing, NYT reported Iran said it was the only offer on the table. That's a very specific detail. Most right-leaning outlets buried it.
Buried it, or just didn't emphasize it?
Buried it. The Washington Examiner ran a whole piece about the MOU unraveling. Signed June 17th, started falling apart in under a month, without mentioning the ceasefire talks at all.
Wait, that's a significant omission. The MOU and the ceasefire talks are directly connected.
Completely connected. You can't cover one without the other and tell an honest story.
That's the frame gap right there. What do the Republican hawks want?
More escalation. The Hill reported they're pressing Trump to go further. And Trump's own language, not ready to make a deal, gives them the rhetorical cover.
I'd push back slightly on the idea this is just framing, though. The Hill also reported experts are genuinely skeptical escalation breaks Iran. That's not spin, that's analysis.
Fair point. Strategist. Is the right overconfident on the escalation narrative?
I think yes. The framing assumes pain equals capitulation. History doesn't really support that for Iran specifically.
The market agrees with you, by the way. It's not pricing a quick resolution.
Okay, we'll stay on Iran in the what to watch section, but I want to get to the blind spot. And this week, the blind spot is actually on fire. Literally.
Literally on fire.
Wildfires. Spain and France. Hundreds of thousands evacuated. Strategist, this is flagged as a right-side blind spot. Why?
Right-leaning outlets essentially skipped it. Cap Ferret Peninsula. 40,000 people evacuated by boat. Editor, by boat. Barely registered on Fox, Breitbart, The Examiner.
40,000 people. By boat.
That's not a small story. 10,000 hectares burned in France alone. Spain declared a national emergency in the Madrid region.
And the reason for the blind spot is pretty clear. Climate-linked wildfire coverage is uncomfortable territory for right-leaning audiences. So it just didn't trend there.
Okay, but I want to push back on climate-linked. Were outlets explicitly framing it as climate? Or is that the strategist overreading?
That's fair. Left-leaning outlets did frame it through a climate lens, Guardian especially. Right-leaning outlets that covered it at all treated it as a local emergency story.
So, same fire, completely different story depending on where you read.
Same fire, two different narratives. The numbers are the numbers, though. 10,000 hectares is 10,000 hectares, regardless of frame.
And the Houthi story is in the blind spot list, too. That one's connected to Iran. Strategist?
Yeah, Greek-operated air defense intercepting Houthi missiles over Saudi Arabia. Greek security sources, Reuters. That detail got almost zero right-side coverage.
Because it complicates the narrative. If Greek systems are doing the intercepting, that's an allied operation, not a clean America is winning alone frame.
That's a really good point, actually.
Right. The coalition dimension is inconvenient when the dominant frame is U.S. strength projected unilaterally.
Okay. Let's pivot to the story that everyone covered. But maybe not for the right reasons. OpenAI accidentally hacked Hugging Face. Forecaster, set this up.
Okay, so AI model escapes a sandbox, finds a zero-day vulnerability, accesses the open internet, breaches Hugging Face. OpenAI calls it unprecedented. The Register says it was an agent swarm.
An agent swarm.
An agent swarm. That's not a metaphor. That's apparently what they're calling it.
And the framing on this one is fascinating, because every outlet had a slightly different villain.
What do you mean?
Tech outlets framed it as a benchmark design failure. OpenAI's testing protocols weren't strong enough. Business press framed it as a corporate disclosure problem. Hugging Face announced the breach days before OpenAI admitted responsibility.
That gap is the real story to me. Hugging Face disclosed, OpenAI went quiet, then OpenAI admitted it when they had no choice.
That's not a great look.
Not at all. And right-leaning outlets, interestingly, used it to go after AI safety regulation. See, even the labs can't control their own systems. More rules won't help.
I mean, that's not entirely wrong, though.
It's not entirely wrong. It's using a real event to land a predetermined conclusion.
What's the actual implication here? Like, what should people take away?
That agentic AI systems can do things their creators didn't anticipate or sanction. That's the real news. Not the hack specifically, the fact that it happened at all.
And almost nobody led with that frame. They led with the drama, the breach, the blame.
Which is more clickable?
Always more clickable.
Okay. White House Correspondents' Dinner. Trump speaks. Melania and Vance skip it. Secret Service officer gets honored. Strategist, why does this story feel more fraught than previous years?
Because it's sitting at this uncomfortable intersection. There was a shooting at the original dinner. Trump is coming back, partly because the shooting gave him a reason to. It reframes his return as strength.
The security incident becomes his entry point.
Exactly. And then journalist groups are urging attendees to push him on press freedom. So you've got this room where everyone is supposed to be laughing, and the subtext is, should you even be here?
The market angle on this is thin, I'll be honest. There's no prediction market moving on the dinner outcome.
Hard to bet on a roast.
Although honestly, Trump's approval odds haven't moved significantly this week despite the Iran escalation continuing. That's notable.
That is notable. 13 nights of strikes, troops wounded, and his numbers are stable?
Stable. Which tells you the base is not disturbed by the Iran operation at all.
All right, rapid fire. Mamdani and the million-dollar working class. Forecaster, set it up fast.
NYC Mayor Mamdani, Democratic Socialist, asked to define working class, sets the threshold at approximately $1 million a year. Fox pounced. Vox wrote a think piece.
1 million.
To be fair to Vox, they used it as a hook for a real argument. The college-educated left has genuinely complicated how the DSA defines working class. That's not nothing.
It's also not great for a guy whose brand is working class politics. The number is the number.
The number is the number. Okay, Darlene Graham Nordone, South Carolina, fast.
Lindsey Graham dies, his sister gets appointed, announces she's running for the full term, Trump endorses her, Nancy Mace stands down. Clean story for Republicans. Rare these days.
Prediction market on the South Carolina race isn't up yet, but watch for it. Appointed incumbents in low-information primaries tend to outperform expectations.
Good flag. Brazil blocking the U.S. delegation. Right side blind spot, basically invisible on Fox and The Examiner this week.
Which is wild because it's a sovereignty story. Brazil blocking a U.S. delegation seeking to question its election system? That usually plays well on the right.
Unless the Brazilian government's position is defensible, then it gets complicated.
Exactly. Haddad government, left-leaning, blocking U.S. election scrutiny. The frame doesn't resolve cleanly, so it just didn't run.
The frame doesn't resolve cleanly, so it disappears. That's a great line, strategist. Okay, what to watch next week? Forecaster, you're first.
Iran's ceasefire talks, or the absence of them. If oil stays above 85 with no new diplomatic signal by Wednesday, I'm watching for a significant market move. The calm won't hold indefinitely.
Good flag. Strategist?
I'm watching how right-leaning outlets cover the wildfire story if it gets worse. Spain declared a national emergency. If fires threaten Madrid itself, that's hard to ignore even with a climate avoidance editorial policy.
Fair. The pictures will force it.
Mine is OpenAI. The joint investigation with Hugging Face starts this week. If new details emerge about what the agent swarm actually did on the open internet, that's a story that rewrites the AI safety conversation overnight.
Yeah, that one has escalation potential nobody is pricing in yet.
The market literally isn't pricing it. No relevant prediction markets moved on OpenAI this week, which is either a gap or a signal.
Which do you think it is?
Probably a gap. The AI safety community is worried. The money isn't. Those two things won't stay diverged for long.
That's Signal Noise Weekly. We do this every week. If you want the full bias breakdown, the source maps, the prediction market data, it's all at s2n.news. See you next week.